Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Feeling this evening. I hope you are just feeling absolutely marvelous. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, and we have an awesome show planned for you tonight. I know a lot of you have been calling me and confirming that we've got Dr. Philip Hoekstra with us tonight. Yes! I am so excited, and I know you are too. You know, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of you guys that support this show. From the bottom of my heart, I want you to know how appreciative I am to each and every one of you because, you see, let me explain something to you. You are the reason that I do what I do. You are the reason that I'm here bringing you accurate and thorough information concerning healthcare choices. You know, oftentimes we hear people say, you know, wisdom is power, or knowledge is power. But, you know, I beg to differ. Applied wisdom, applied knowledge is power. And tonight I hope you get your pencils and paper. You know, every night I always tell you get your pencils and your papers ready so you can jot down your questions, jot down some of the things that you're going to hear tonight, because you're going to be armed with some very valuable information. I thank you guys that called and said, can we invite others on the call? Absolutely. You always can invite others on this informative call. Okay? So I just welcome you all to Here's to Your Health tonight. And let me begin with my affirmation. You know, I love to start every show with an affirmation. And my affirmation for this evening says, life mirrors my every thought. As I keep my thoughts positive, life brings to me only good experiences. Isn't that awesome? Yes. And I hope life brings to you only good experiences as you keep your thoughts good and pure and just and lovely as you think on those things. Okay? So listen, we're just going to acknowledge some of you tonight in the house. I see the different area codes. I see all of our Michigan callers, and that's a good thing. I just want to let you guys know that if you miss anything, you can always access the archives. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station, and we also archive these shows. So you can always come back and listen to a show. If you miss something, if you've got to leave early, you can always go to the archive and listen to the previous shows. And I want to invite you to listen. And on other nights of the week, last night we had a conversation with the Queen, and it was really extraordinary. She was sharing some things with us on concerning energy, the different forms of energy, brainwave meditation. And it was really an interesting show. So tonight we're going to get into learning about infrared mammography. I've had it done for a couple of years now, and I tell you, it is the best thing that has happened to me in a long time. I remember my last mammogram. You know, I'm a high-energy person, especially in the morning, and I just feel I'm flying in the morning. I wake up. I have my prayer, I have my meditation time, and I'm flying. And I remember I had scheduled my mammogram for early one morning. And when I went in, I felt so good. And when I came out, I remember telling the technician that she would never, ever do that to me again. It was horrendous. It was horrible. I felt like I had been violated. And as I began to pray and I asked the Lord, you got to show me a better way. You got to show me something better. I sat in my car for about 20 minutes just praying, asking God for his guidance, because I am a believer. I'm a Christian. And my God says that if I acknowledge him in all my ways, he'll direct my path. And I said, you got to show me a better way. And when I went to visit my ND, I mentioned to her, she asked me when was my last mammogram, and I told her, I said, but I don't plan to have another one. And she said, why not? I said, it was horrendous. The pain was excruciating. And she said, well, here, I have a place that you can go. This is where I go and have mine. And she gave me a card, and it was to the Thermoscan Imaging Center of Birmingham. And I tell you, I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. And this is why I've decided to ask Dr. Philip Hoekstra, if he would come on. We had him in last year he did a seminar. He came out and did a seminar for us, him and his lovely wife, Teresa. And they are just such awesome people. And we asked him if he would come on the show tonight to give us some valuable information concerning infrared mammography, and he wholeheartedly consented to do that. So we have him with us tonight. And normally I do the first half of the show myself. I present information, and then I give the second half of the show to my guest. But this is so important until I want him to take the whole show, the entire show tonight, because I know a lot of you want to know about this. You know, I've been out and about talking to people and passing the word and letting everybody know to be on the call tonight, be on the show tonight, because we're going to get some accurate and thorough information that can literally change our lives. And you know what, people? It's all about choices. It's all about choices. You know, a lot of people I talk to say, I didn't know I had a choice. Yes, we have a choice. So for those of you that are on the call tonight, you are truly in for a treat. If you miss anything, you, like I said, you can check the show out in archive. We archive the shows. Also go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and, you know, we have information there. I'd also like to invite you to stop by. I want you to see my boo bobble. It is most interesting. I want you to actually see when infrared mammography can pick up any issues that we have with the breast, as opposed to ultrasound or regular X-ray mammography and all of that. I want you to see it for yourself. So without further ado, I want to just present to some and introduce to others Dr. Philip Hoekstra. You know, it's all about staying proactive and taking charge of your breast health. In fact, we don't recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We recognize Breast Health Awareness Month. And this is what we're choosing to focus on. We're not focusing on cancer. We're focusing on health, keeping our breasts healthy so we don't have to deal with the issue of cancer, okay? Dr. Philip Hoekstra has over 38 years experience and is a leader in developing life-saving infrared mammography solutions to physicians and their valued patients. Now, through their network, partners, clinics around the world, Thermascan ensures that you and your doctor receive the quality testing and accurate reporting vital to maintaining your optimal breast health. So with that said, listening audience, I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Philip Hoekstra. It's so good to have you with us tonight, Dr. Hoekstra. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. I'm very pleased for the opportunity. I hope that we're going to get a very important message out to a lot of women tonight.
Exactly, exactly. You know what, Dr. Hoekstra, I just want you to just feel comfortable and just, you know, tell our callers a little bit, our listening audience, a little bit about yourself, and we can take it from there. This is just an easy time. As you get into it, you'll find out that this is going to be an awesome show because there are so many callers listening in tonight that are really, they want to hear what you have to say. So just take some time and tell us about yourself and about infrared mammography and anything else, any other pertinent information that you'd like to give us. And then we'll get into asking some questions later on. But we're just going to let you have the floor right now. Is that okay?
That can be a dangerous thing because I've been known to talk for 3 days straight. But
wow. Well, hey, maybe we can work that out too.
Well, I would like very much interaction certainly with yourself and with your listeners tonight.
Absolutely.
Let me provide a little bit of background. I'm a medical scientist, particularly my doctorate is in physiology, which is the study of normal medical function, in contrast to anatomy, which is how things are built, and pathology, which is how things go wrong. I'm second generation of applying a innovative technology into the early detection of breast cancer. Diagnostic thermal imaging goes by a number of different names. Infrared mammography is probably the latest name that defines most closely what we're doing. If I digress and call it thermology, it's because that's another one of the terms I use, but they're essentially equivalent when they're done to a high level of standard. What we're talking about is a passive imaging process where we image the natural emissions of heat by infrared from the body with a special type of camera. My father was one of the real pioneers in the field so many years ago in the development of the equipment. And back in 1972, he and I founded Thermascan with the intent that we could make a big difference in the horrendous burden of breast cancer. It's been a long, tough road. We've been doing endless development on this, and what we have is a technology that is quite ready for prime time. It's able to make a difference. We see that difference taking place every day, and the feedback that we get is very gratifying. We know that there's people who are alive and have quality of life now that wouldn't have otherwise. The center Thermascan that we founded is really a unique facility in all the world. We are a reference laboratory where patients such as yourself or others come for imaging, but our real specialty is the analysis of imaging, and we work with a number of network partners around the country and several internationally where they have equipment that works to our specifications and they follow procedures that we developed. They send us patients' histories and the images that they make, and we do our expert analysis for that. And right now, we are the most experienced laboratory in the world in this field, having done more than 1 million patient studies. And we really set the quality standards for anybody else to follow in the world. Our technology is continually developing. What we're doing now is better than what we were doing 5 years ago, which was better than 5 years before that. And I hope five years from now we'll be doing things even better than we are now. The equipment has developed. Our understanding has developed. But the consistent thing that we have is our commitment to making a difference in the field of breast health and breast cancer. And I'm so pleased that you brought up the topic of breast health. The thing that's terribly important about infrared mammography is that it is able to find the very earliest signs of problems taking place in the breasts before, in many cases, a distinct cancer occurs. And that gives so much an opportunity to then change the course of disease development and restore that tissue back to health. And we see that type of thing taking place every day when even the tools that are at hand, things that are inexpensive, natural, and safe, are applied in an intelligent way. People are changing their fate. They're not becoming victims of breast cancer by making these changes in their life.
Exactly, exactly. Tell us, Dr. Hoekstra, what exactly can you expect during the imaging process? And I want to let the callers know that
sure.
If you do have a question, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone keypad, and I can see your hand, and I can bring you in so that you can ask your question. And I see we do have a caller that has a question, but we're going to allow have Dr. Hoekstra, you know, answer that question. Just what can we expect? Because a lot of callers called in and said, I won't be able to call in tonight, but I'll be listening. so what can we expect during the imaging process?
Well, I was listening earlier to your account of a mammogram, and truth is I wouldn't want my tender parts treated that way. And thermology, infrared mammography, is definitely more patient-friendly, more breast-friendly than is a standard X-ray mammogram. There's no compression used at all. As a matter of fact, nothing touches the patient in the process. There's no energy at all being imparted onto the patient, certainly nothing like ionizing radiation. Quite simply, in a very private setting, a patient stands in front of a camera that is about 3 to 4 feet away, and with their arms raised, we make images of the sides of the breasts and the front view of the breasts. Then we ask the patient to put her hands into a basin of cool water. It's 53 degrees, just for 1 minute. And after that minute, the hands are quickly dried off, and we make another set of images, pretty much like the first, just in reverse sequence. And while this is taking place, the patient can watch the images on a monitor that is a computer monitor that's very close by. What we're doing is capturing these very highly detailed quantitative images of the natural emissions of infrared energy from the body, and we're doing detailed measurements and analysis of that for patterns, for different temperature levels, for the behavior of those patterns and temperatures through the cool water challenge. And finally, if we have prior studies on the patient, we're going to be doing comparison with those earlier studies for any type of evolution of the patterns and emissions and behavior that, of the patterns that we see. That is analyzed and categorized. We write up a detailed report and send that report back to the patient's physician. We encourage the patients to get a copy of the report themselves, even if it's written in good technical jargon. We also send out a simplified version that more people who don't speak medical jargon can understand easily. We have a website that has a lot of information regarding how to what the report says, we encourage physicians to contact us with any types of questions, so they get the maximum mileage out of the patient study.
Exactly.
Beyond that, once the images are done with the patient, all the work is done by us.
Exactly. I can truly say that I think that was one of the best things that I had ever done, was taking the advice of my ND and having a thermoscan. Mm-hmm. I mean, after I was all done, the technician said, "Well, that's it. You're all done." I was like, "I'm all done?" I couldn't believe it. It was really so easy. And so I left with everything intact, my dignity and everything. I wasn't in any pain. And then I liked the fact that my doctor, you sent a copy to my doctor, and also I have a copy for my record.
Yeah.
And because it gives me an opportunity to be proactive. And that's what we need to do. We need to be more proactive about our health and about our health choices.
Absolutely. It is all about taking charge of our own health. We really have to do something different to avoid the prevailing paradigm, so we have a different type of outcome. The prevailing
exactly.
paradigm just isn't working for a lot of women.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a caller. We have a caller from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Dr. Philip Hoekstra. Good evening. Hello, caller, 313.
We have a caller with few words.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to the 617 area
yes.
code. Good evening.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have two quick questions. One is I've been getting thermography, which I love. I had it last year, and I'm planning on getting my second one this year, and I've put off getting a mammogram now for 2 years. And my plan was I was going to get a mammogram at the two-year mark, and that's approaching. And as it's getting closer, I'm now feeling, do I need it? Do I want that dose of radiation? And it's hard to go against traditional doctors. And I'm wondering kind of what you advise about, you know, I still want to get my thermogram, but I'm wondering what you advise about getting the necessity of getting a mammogram, but just less frequently, you know, as opposed to, you know, not getting it. In other words, is it okay if I were to never get a mammogram as long as everything showed up fine? That's one quick question. And then the second one is the importance of a cold water challenge, because my site does not do the cold water challenge. And what they've said about it is that it it's not that important, that it necessarily hasn't been I forgot exactly how they said that it hasn't been proven that there are no kind of reliable kind of studies that show I forgot what exactly they said about it, but that the fight or flight kind of sympathetic response has never really changed the thermal rating. And so because I got worried that they didn't do it, and then I called them when I read about the cold water challenge and thought, oh, my God, was my test totally invalid? And they said, well, in fact, the cold water challenge protocol is being dropped in a lot of places. So those are my two questions.
Well, let me start with the first question.
Okay.
Sequentially is good. I think it is important to do breast testing as a screening modality for breast disease. There are studies right now that are casting some doubt on the usefulness of screening, but those studies are focused largely just on mammography as the sole screening technique. And as good as infrared mammography is in terms of it having a very high sensitivity and a good specificity, it's not perfect. We put a maximum effort into every study that we do, but we can't claim perfection on that. And cystics are made up of a whole lot of individuals. And really, one of the things you learn in clinical medicine is that you need to go to a multimodality type of testing in an imperfect world. You need to use the different tools that are out there by the needs of the particular individual. So, for instance, knowing nothing about you, but if you were, under 50, screening mammography is not recommended for you at all unless you have some particular high risk factors. But we know that for women in their 40s, breast cancer is the biggest killer. And breast cancer also takes anywhere from 8 to 12 years from its inception to the point to where it becomes a serious condition. So we know that screening needs to start taking place at an early age, certainly earlier than 50. But the reason that that conventional X-ray mammography is not recommended for women under 50 is that it just has such a poor sensitivity and a poor specificity. It just does not work well. Now, infrared mammography can meet this need. Because of its high sensitivity, it makes a really good screening technique. And it's particularly useful in younger women whose needs are not being served by X-ray mammography. For women from age 50 to 74, X-ray mammography is only being recommended on alternating years. Now, X-ray mammography is a anatomical type of study. It's studying the structure of tissue. And it certainly is a well-developed procedure. That's both good and bad news. The good news is that anybody who's offering it is probably working around a pretty good standard. The bad news is that it's developed to the point where it's probably not going to get any better. And there's a lot of inadequacies of X-ray mammography. It does not work well in younger women. It does not work well with women who have fibrocystic disease or dense breasts or who are built big or built small, women who have implants, women who've had prior biopsies, women who've had breast reductions, women who are using hormone replacement therapy. All those conditions seriously compromise the effectiveness of X-ray mammography. For women, though, between 50 and 74, doing infrared mammography and alternating years between mammograms is really an excellent idea because infrared mammography is a functional study. It's a physiologic study, and it very much complements the structural type of study of X-ray mammography. Now, I don't know anything about personal or family risk factors that would alter the need to do screening frequency on you, but that would be something you need to talk to your physician about.
Suggesting, I'm in my mid-50s,
okay.
My mother had DCIS, postmenopausal,
right.
And she's fine, she's in her 80s. Are you suggesting to continue to get a regular mammogram like every other year?
I think that would not be a bad idea. You see, one of the big considerations in medicine is always a risk to benefit. And the risk of not finding breast cancer in time to intervene is serious. The reduced frequency of mammography makes X-ray mammography makes a lot of sense in terms of reducing the risk from the radiation as well as the risk of false results. And combining infrared mammography with X-ray mammography is really a good combination because the two are very complementary. Now, to your second question.
Wait, one more question. Can a mammogram find something that a thermography can't?
As a general rule, no. But it does happen. There are rare instances where an X-ray mammogram will find something that for whatever reason, is not seen on an infrared mammogram. Now, one of the ways that we evaluate any type of diagnostic test is to talk about its sensitivity and its specificity. Sensitivity is how many times does it find a problem that really is there, and specificity is how many times it is proven correct, either in showing that the person does or does not have a particular problem. Under the best of circumstances, X-ray mammography has about a 78% sensitivity, which means roughly it's missing 1 in 5 breast cancers. The specificity, though, in other words, when it calls that there is a problem, is very poor. The specificity is about 11%. And this means that there's women who are walking away with a false sense of security from an X-ray mammogram when they, in fact, have a problem. Or conversely, a lot of women are getting needless biopsies because there's a concern seen with a X-ray mammogram that is not being that is actually not a real problem.
Uh-huh.
Again, the two types of tests complement each other. Infrared mammography has a sensitivity of about 97%. It's not perfect, but it's the best thing going. To avoid being in that 3% category, can improve that by combining your testing with something else like ultrasound or an X-ray mammogram.
I see. Okay.
I don't want you to be in that 3%.
Yes.
Now, the specificity of infrared mammography is also quite high. It's in the high 70s to low 80s, depending on the study that you read. Now, your second question is really, I think, an important one. And it goes to a problem that we have in the industry where there are not broad standards that are being applied. And there are, unfortunately, sources for breast thermology or infrared mammography, as we might call it, that are doing work that is less than what it should be. And truthfully, one of the hallmarks of a facility that is not doing good work is a facility that is not doing the autonomic challenge, the cold water challenge. And knowing nothing else about which facility you've gone to, you have me concerned that this is not a reliable source.
Well, they say they're certified. It's the main certification through Duke, through the American.
Well, the truth is that there are some real certification agencies like the American Board of Thermology and the American Academy of Thermology, and then there are some certification organizations that are simple inventions, that where a couple of people got together who wouldn't even be eligible for consideration by a real organization, and they point at each other and they say, "You're certified." And it's
so that would be the American College of Clinical Thermology, the ACCAP,
well,
might be one of those, without pointing a finger.
I'd rather not be into the specifics of it, but let's just say that is not the American Academy of Thermology. It's not the American Board of Thermology. And knowing nothing else, I would be immediately suspicious.
Okay.
And anybody who tells you that the autonomic challenge is not necessary because they have some special camera or that their technique is somehow different, I'm afraid, is misleading you.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't recognize your area code for a particular area of the country, but I'm.
In the Northeast in Boston.
Well.
I can find. I can check into that.
Please do, and your assurance of quality would be that first off, they are doing the cold challenge, and the people who are doing the analysis of your study should be certified by the American Academy of Thermology or the American Board of Thermology.
Okay, that's helpful.
And it's unfortunate that this is it's a difficult thing for the consumer to determine who is doing good work in this and who isn't. And we're still in the process of setting up meaningful clinical standards and for quality of practice.
Yeah, that's really helpful because it's very deceptive because there's all these, you know, American College of this. They all sound, you know, they all sound good and they all say their equipment's good. It's hard to kind of sort out what you're getting.
It is, but you know, you've taken the most important step at that, and that is you're asking questions. And you have to hear answers that make sense to you, and you can sort this out. You have the blessing of common sense to know when what you're hearing makes sense to you, and you'll sort out the truth.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your answers.
Certainly.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have another caller from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Well, good evening. Hi, how are you?
Good evening.
Excellent. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks. Dr. Hoekstra, you mentioned that your education is on physiology. What is the length of your training, and where do you get trained? And
well,
the second question. Okay, go ahead.
No, please go on with your second question.
The second question is, why aren't this recommended more from traditional doctors, this thermoscan imaging?
To your first question, I guess I now qualify as one of the old-timers. I don't think of myself as being all that venerated, but I discovered that we're in the 40th year of Thermoscan, and that I was active in the field even before that. So for a relatively young medical science, I guess I qualify as one of the old timers. When my father and I founded the lab, he was really one of the early pioneers, and at that time, the best way of learning this, once you had the fundamental background in medical science, and I think that the best field for that is physiology, was fellowships and mentoring. So basically, I did the tour of many facilities around the country, dealing with many of the pioneers, where I did fellowships and internships with people like Lawrence Guy at McGill University in Montreal, and with Harold Izard at Temple University's Einstein School of Medicine. Dr. Izard was the chairman of radiology, and with Travis Windsor at University of Southern California, and with Margaret Abernathy at Georgetown University. So in each of these places I was studying different aspects of thermology, including infrared mammography distinctly, and spending anywhere from 6 months to a year there. I really had a combined education from a lot of the pioneers in that type of thing. And as any professional develops their skills, they become an eclectic. They learn from each of their mentors, and then they take their craft all the further as they develop their own set of skills out of that. There's an ongoing level of training. I know things now that I can apply practically that I didn't know 5 years ago. So getting back to the crux to your question, right now, for people who do have the fundamentals of a background, that is that they would be a medical or osteopathic physician, they can apply to the American Academy of Thermology for a fellowship program, and they might come to my laboratory or a couple others around the country for the formal fellowship program. And once the fellowship program is completed, then there's the application for certification by the American Board of Thermology. And that's a process of reviewing patient studies and written and oral examination. So it's quite a process, and unfortunately there are some people who hang out a shingle without having gone through this. And this is where we have the issue of quality assurance. And I'm afraid I got so long-winded in that one, I've forgotten your second question.
Why aren't traditional medical doctors recommending more thermoscan? Do you have to ask for it?
In fact, a lot of them are. Most of the physicians that we work with that are referring people to our office routinely are integrative physicians. And I really enjoy dealing with integrative physicians because basically they've got their head out of the rut. They are doing something other than just exactly how they've been programmed and dealing like and practicing like an automaton. And they're doing some creative thinking for each of their patients. But if you notice the places that I rattled off that I had done fellowships and internships, those are all very mainstream conventional medical institutions. And each of them has or had a very dynamic thermology center going.
Georgetown.
It is being done. It's often at university centers. It's not often in smaller regional hospitals. Our laboratory is one of the few freestanding facilities, independent facilities in the nation.
Okay. Quickly, though, does the insurance cover this thermoscan imaging?
Most insurance doesn't cover it right now. It does have the payment codes from ICD and their CPT codes. It has been approved as a diagnostic procedure since 1972, originally from the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. It's listed by the Food and Drug Administration as an adjunctive diagnostic technique for breast disease, among other applications. But right now, most insurances are not picking it up. This is why we keep the cost artificially low at our office, so it's affordable to everybody. It's often less expensive than co-pays. And for people who have medical savings accounts, they can use it for that. And certainly the charge that we have, which is $125, is a deduction off of one's income taxes.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's quite
My
a bit
pleasure.
Of information.
Good evening, ma'am.
Thank you for calling, caller.
Thank you.
Dr. Hoekstra, I'm glad you answered that one concerning the insurance, because that was another question that was phoned in.
We get that
also,
one a lot.
Yeah. Can infrared thermology diagnose breast cancer itself? Can it actually diagnose breast cancer?
Well, in the strictest sense, the only diagnosis of breast cancer that takes place is when a pathologist is looking at a tissue sample from a biopsy and doing very specific testing. That is the only place where a true diagnosis is made. Everything up to that point, whether it be infrared mammography, ultrasound, X-ray mammography, MRI, anything like that, are diagnostic studies. That means that they are specific pieces of information that will lead toward a diagnosis, but in themselves they are not the diagnosis.
Okay, great.
I know that's a technical answer.
Yeah, but it made sense, because you know you just sometimes you just don't know, and you want to know, well, is this going to be a study that if there is an issue there, is it going to tell me right out that, okay, I have breast cancer? Because sometimes people think that it will. They'll say, well, you know, is this a better way of diagnosing breast cancer? If I have an issue there, will I actually know that I have breast cancer? So, you know, it kind of lets you know that there's even further studies that have to be done.
Sure.
Because I know with my mom, she had her breast, her mammograms every so often, every 2 years, and then it came a time where she got them like every year, but it still missed it. You know, she was diagnosed with carcinoma in situ,
yeah.
And it just, the very same year that she started having a bloody discharge from her nipple, she had her mammogram that year. And it just totally missed it. So, you know, we were really in awe about that, you know?
Well, I wish I could say that was a rare occurrence, and this is part of the problem of the prevailing paradigm of self-examination, clinical examination, and mammography, X-ray mammography, and presuming that's all you need. The truth is that each of those things is not adequate. Self-examination is not finding breast cancer at an early enough stage to allow for effective treatment. Clinical examination isn't doing much better. And unfortunately, X-ray mammography is not sufficient. It's not living up to the type of dependency that medicine has placed on it as the sole means of screening. it's low sensitivity for most women, and its very poor specificity are serious issues. And if I could project down the road, I don't think that in 10 years X-ray mammography will be at all the sole screening technique for breast cancer.
Okay. So now who should have the breast infrared mammography? Is there a certain person? Is there, you know, who should have this done? Is it just women? Should only women have it done?
Well, one of the few advantages of being male is that your incidence of breast cancer is only about 4% compared to what occurs in women. Now, looking at the extremes, we have found girls diagnosed with breast cancer through imaging that we've done that are as young as 12 years old. It's particularly tragic in young people because the disease usually is so rapidly progressive. And as I mentioned earlier, breast cancer is the biggest killer of women into their 40s. And X-ray mammography is not at all recommended for women under 50 by the most objective sources on that, which is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. There are organizations that have vested interest in the mammography industry that recommend it for younger women, but truthfully, the poor results for younger women mean that mammography is not a good screening choice. For infrared mammography, we can very effectively screen young women, and we can make a. I know that we can make a big difference for the outcome of women facing the disease into their 40s. As a practical thing, I really believe that getting a baseline somewhere in the mid-30s is a good thing to do. And then for women at age 40, doing it biannually, that is every other year until they hit 50, when they can combine it with X-ray mammography to really get the best of all worlds, it seems like a very good formula. Again, combining the benefits of an anatomical type of study with a functional type of study. Truthfully, the increase in the incidence of breast cancer that we've seen overall is being unfortunately born more by young women, and this has really transformed the whole picture of the disease. Screening women into their 30s and 40s is really necessary to address the serious problem of breast cancer.
Okay. We have a caller coming in from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Dr. Philip Hoekstra.
Yes, Dr. Hoekstra. I would like to know that if you happen to find anything, how would you treat it?
Well, the thing is that with infrared mammography, we have the ability to find disorders even before the first cancer cell is formed. There are changes in the tissue that make themselves apparent with the thermal features that we look at. And the good news is that what we're seeing are very beneficial effects using metabolic types of treatment. A lot of things that the integrative physicians that we work with are applying, things like calcium deglucarate, general detoxification, cleaning up one's diet, using metabolic supplements like IP6 and just a great deal of things along that line that are natural, safe, and effective are able to reverse this process. And we have a number of patients that we've been following through this where we've seen these concerning features disappear. To me, that's the best application. When we can apply this very, very sensitive technology with the intelligent type of treatment that integrative physicians were able to offer, monitor that patient closely to know that Plan A is working and be able to see these features regress and disappear. Now, the difficulty is many times there's not substantiation through tissue biopsies because you don't do that type of thing unless you've got some kind of a mass that you can sample. But these features, we feel quite confident, are linked with risk for breast cancer, and to see those features disappear is very inviting to think that we've changed fate and prevented breast cancer in individuals.
Exactly. Dr. Hoekstra, give our listeners your information so that I know they're going to want to call you and set up an appointment to have their thermoscan done. So give them the information where they can contact the office and the website or anything else you want to give.
Well, I'm very proud of the staff that we have. We have an outstanding group of people, the best I've ever worked with. And the name of our facility is Thermoscan Reference Laboratory, or Thermoscan for short. And our address is 34100 Woodward in Birmingham. And that's just north of the 14.5-mile road, which is Lincoln. And the postal code, in case you're looking for it for your GPS, is 48009. Our phone number at the lab is 248-593-8700. And we've recently redone our website. It's simply thermascan.com. That's thermascan.com. And there's a lot of good information in there.
Thank you. Dr. Hoekstra, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you so very much for coming on and giving us this accurate and thorough information concerning an alternative. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's letting the women know that we have an alternative. We have a choice. And that's so very important. And this gives us an opportunity to make some decisions, you know, for ourselves, taking control of our own health care. And I just want to thank you. And, you know, I want to invite you to come back. In fact, I'd like to, I'm working with some more facilitators in the area to really do something really big so the women can come out and you put on a really good presentation. So we're looking to do something like that in the future. But I want all of our listeners to know when you call the Thermoscan Center, you know, be sure to tell them that you heard Dr. Hoekstra on Here's to Your Health. And, you know, go on and call and get that done. Do it today. Do it tomorrow. Don't wait, you know. So once again, I'd just like to say thank you so much. And please give my love to your wonderful wife, Teresa, Dr. Hoekstra.
Oh, thank you very much. And knowledge needs action to be turned into something useful.
Exactly. Exactly.
I appreciate
the
opportunity.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I'm sure my callers, my listeners will be in touch.
Well, I appreciate, again, the opportunity, and the best of health to everybody who's listening.
Okay. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight, and I hope that you got a chance to ask your questions. And if you didn't, be sure to give Dr. Hoekstra his office a call. I'm telling you, you won't find a better group of people. They are so sensitive that these women know what we're going through. So give them a call. And I just want to take this opportunity to say once again, thank you for listening to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Be sure to come back next week. We're going to have an awesome show next week. We're going to share some things with you concerning a conference I went to that was sponsored by Nature Sunshine. It's all about educating ourselves. So thank you. Enjoy the remainder of your evening. And my closing affirmation says, I am accepted. I love myself. I am loved. And I am safe. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.